We were very lucky in the forest because if you, our Daly, who used to bicycle up every morning or when there was an air raid to sit with me while my mother went off on duty, she kept chickens, and if you kept chickens, you had a certain ration of corn for the chickens, and we kept all the scraps for her chickens, and then we'd get eggs from her because we did an exchange. And I think anybody living in the country, we were pretty lucky compared with people in a town who couldn't keep chickens and have rabbit and pheasant and even the odd bit of venison, you know. My brother had a gun. When he came on leave, he would go out and see what he could get. But we also had a pheasant trap, quite illegal, I'm sure. And I remember the Bettridges. I used to, he was the butcher at Fawley, and I used to, Heather was my best friend, and I used to stay there very often when my mother was on duty. And of course, being a butcher, also a farmer, we always ate very well in their household. And Mrs. Bettridge had been a nanny in a previous, before she married, so we were very well looked after. But you see, there was no electricity. We had oil lamps in those days, and it was a very different life. Nothing was so instant, and a fridge was an oil-fired thing that didn't work very well. So, you know, it was you bottled fruit and vegetables and things, but you didn't freeze things because there weren't freezers. It didn't exist when you were that.